Welcome to episode 26 of Once Upon a Captain Swan. This is our little V-Day episode. Yay! Which you either love V-Day or you hate V-Day. But regardless, we're going to throw it back to Killian and Emma's very first date, and we're going to rewatch The Apprentice.
Yay! It's so good. It's so good.
Today we've got myself, Sarah. We've got J-Mo.
Hi.
Lindsay.
Hello.
Gabby.
I'm here.
Rachel.
Hello.
And Justine.
Hello.
So first things first, a little housekeeping. I first want to give a shout out to Jocelyn, who emailed us a while back wishing us a happy new year, and I just saw it the other day, so I'm so sorry that I did not respond to you. So also happy new year to you as well, and thank you for the email. It was very sweet.
Aww.
I also want to give a shout out to Philbot5000, who was nice enough to have me on his podcast, which is called Shut Up and Talk. Yes. And we talked about our podcast. We talked about Once Upon a Time. We talked about Disney. And it was a lot of fun. And it was really cool to be interviewed. So if you guys want to hear me talk about that show with another dude, go ahead and give that a listen, because that was really fun.
Where have I been? I totally missed this.
So the podcast is called Shut Up and Talk. It's on iTunes, and I was on episode 005. So check it out. It was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Cool.
Where were you, Ray? I mean, jeez.
I mean, I've been drowning. I've
been in a mess of red fabric.
Yeah. all kinds of red fabric. Ruby, yeah. Emma, all the red. All the red fabric.
So much red.
Shout out to Gabby, who made us an awesome graphic this morning to put up on all of our social media that will give you a total list of all the cons we're going to be covering this year.
Yay! Yay.
Thank you, Gabby!
Ooh. Anytime, awesome. Anytime.
All right, so let's start the episode. 3, 2, 1. So we're in season 4 and sort of in the middle of this Frozen arc. Which I miss a lot.
I miss it so much.
I miss Elsa so much.
Elsa was, like, so great.
She was such a good fit on the show. Back. Such a good friend for Emma.
Killian's hair as well in this arc was pretty
good. Season 4, yeah. Killian hair, though.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I feel like we say this about every time we do a rewatch.
Bad hair, though.
It's like every it's like hair. Every season. It's like a different
great hair, no matter where he is. Guys, it's Mickey Mouse. Like I love how they try to make him seem like so cool and foreboding with like this old man, but it's fucking Mickey Mouse.
I do love the little sneaks of, like, the Sorcerer's Apprentice theme that they put in this.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Okay, so how old is the apprentice? If he's faced off with Zoso, and we know Rumple's, like, something like 500 years old, and this man seems even older than him, how old is the apprentice?
Also, if he's alive,
he should have been.
Well, I mean, he was a kid when the when Merlin was.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. So he's, you know, goes back to Merlin's times, which, as we just know, was a very long time ago, because even the writers don't know.
That's still my favorite thing on this show. Some time ago, a while ago, a long time ago,
like,
long time ago.
They should have stopped.
We don't know.
Yeah. We gave up on our timeline. Just shut up and watch it.
That's the show, goddammit.
Look at all these pretty faces. Don't think too hard.
Look at the pretty costumes and the pretty faces.
To ignore our CGI and our screwed up timeline.
But why is the apprentice seemingly immortal? Like, we know Rumple's immortal because he's the Dark One, and we know Hook's old because he's been on Neverland, but what makes the apprentice just seemingly immortal?
Protected by Merlin.
That That's what I was gonna say.
Maybe, I guess.
Maybe the
bro. But if he was in Immortal, it's like, if I were Immortal, I'd want to be more like, you know, youthful.
Yeah, if you're gonna wait till you're old to make you immortal.
Thanks, Merlin.
Especially because Merlin comes out of that tree looking like 28 years old.
Mighty
fine as hell.
I know, gorgeous.
That's some fine wood he's got there. The broom.
Yeah. Hello, Emma. How are you doing?
Hello, stupidly expensive jacket.
She looks so good in this scene.
Yeah, so cute.
I love it, Henry.
And I want her jacket.
Henry, just
have it for the low price of $1,000.
$1,000?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Is that the same one, Sarah, or is that a different one?
What?
Oh, you know what? That's the Free People one, I think. Maybe. I don't know.
Girl, I don't know. I'm so confused with all these jackets, because this is all we look at.
Sorry. I like how they act like she wasn't. They did just make out.
So what do you say, Gabs?
I just like how they act like they just didn't make out the night before.
They're so awkward.
That's such a good point. I never thought about that. It like literally just happened.
Oh wait, was the I don't want to lose you two one before that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. In the middle of the road.
And Sarah's favorite kiss.
Yeah.
I love that kiss so much.
Yes.
I also love how when she's walking out on that scene, he looks like he's on a rolly chair. The way they filmed it, it totally looks like he's on a rolly chair. Yes, that's the Free People jacket. That one's just impossible to find. The other one I was thinking of from the cricket games that looks very similar is $1,000.
Okay, so no chance on either. Good to know.
I mean, it could pop up. Free People's a lot cheaper, so. Oh, look at him sitting there.
Colin, close your legs. That's unladylike.
Good. No. I don't like lady legs.
You don't know.
This scene actually frustrated me a lot because I'm like, you just remember yelling at Killian being like, do you really think you're going to be able to pull the same blackmail over on the Dark One twice in a row and get away with it?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's a bit silly in air times.
Bless like, him. You're smarter than that.
This was
you know.
Also, like, how did Belle never find this just hand?
Right?
Like, he's just had it chilling in his back room all this time.
Well, in the castle, when Belle was cleaning it and talking to him, like, a while ago in flashbacks, you can see his hand just, like, on display, like, next to Pinocchio's puppet parents, or Geppetto's puppet.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
He leaves it out there, so it's nothing new. She's been dusting it for however many years that they've been...
Did she just never ask, like, why he has this, like, hand?
Would you ask? I don't know if I would ask.
That's true. Maybe she just saw it and was like, you know what? I'm just not going to ask.
Not today.
I don't want to know.
Yeah. Colin looks so hot in this scene.
That's the moment I wanted to talk about.
Also, so I just want to make a note about just the lighting in all of the scenes between Killian and Rumple, because I think that's really masterfully done, where Colin's always in this like half shadow where one side of his face is in light and the other is in shadow, and it kind of shows like where Killian is at this point in his arc, where he's kind of towing two lines between the lightness and the darkness, and I think that's just really, really clever.
I really like that.
Mm-hmm. And it comes up a lot throughout all of 4A where Colin's just kind of in half light.
Yeah, now that you say that, I'm thinking about all the scenes, and they do that a lot. Or, you know, it could just be, like, using Colin's face and angles.
Go, J-Mo, go.
I was just going to say that during that scene, that part when he was talking about that, you know, should things go well and she wants me to hold her, I want to use both hands. That just goes to show how much... You know, that boy has agency for women and that he doesn't want to force anybody to do anything. He wants her to lead. And that's what I
just
Yeah.
Oh, I'm embarrassed for prom parents. No.
Oh, but Emma just looks absolutely gorgeous. I absolutely loved this dress. I mean, and her hair and just...
I've come to the conclusion that that is a custom-made dress.
Right. Look at Ginny in the background.
And...
with the pole.
Holy...
Oh. I know. Sex on...
Hello. Do you guys remember Tumblr when this episode aired?
Yes.
Oh, everyone died.
Do you guys remember when the first shots of him in this outfit were released?
Oh my god. Like, I remember where it was like
this episode.
It was like the night that those pictures leaked. I remember everyone was just furiously refreshing Tumblr, and the first picture that came out was so blurry and dark. Everyone was like, oh my god.
Christmas
half
is
hand.
David looks pretty good too.
Okay.
David looks good.
Where are you, Kim?
David, back in that
planet. I know. He's in Japan, damn it.
Killy just looks so happy, and he's just like, oh, you absolute babe.
He's like, I got this.
Smirking.
Just like loving it.
Sex smirk.
Oh.
Killy's like, I know you're also, just jealous you're not coming out with Dave.
Also, can we talk about how, like, Elsa seems to be the only person who's ever been like, no, Emma, you go out and do your own thing that makes you happy. I'll deal with my own problem.
That's so true.
The shade.
I'll deal with my own problem. You go out and have fun.
Because she's like, if I can't go out with that pirate, someone needs to.
Dear dad,
I totally believe Elsa had a crush on Hook. It's my headcanon, I don't care.
Oh my god, do you guys remember like when people thought that they were gonna have become a thing because they were like filming together?
Film together.
Because they had like one scene together.
Except that day filming once when it was really like sunny and like Killian was Colin. Was about his like waistcoat. Yeah. And he was basically wearing his top in the street, and everyone was just like, this is the best filming day ever.
That was when we got those pictures of him peering around the corner with like the smuggest, like snarkiest look on his face. I was like, ah.
I have that gif on my phone to this day because it's just so perfect.
It's good filming days. Oh, Rumple.
God, this goes back to what we've said, where it's like, I love Rumple, like, Rumpelstiltskin, but I hate Mr. Gold.
Because
I love Robert in this scene. I love Robert and Elizabeth's scenes together. I think they both do a really good job.
Yeah, I do love, you know, Enchanted Forest Rumple. Hate Storybrooke Rumple.
They also got her outfit down to a T.
They really
did.
It's the perfect reincarnation of that outfit. I want it.
And they cast they cast the Frozen people so well. Like, so well.
That's some of the best casting that they've done.
Yeah.
Guys, it's Mickey Mouse again.
You're like his cheerleader.
It's so funny. This guy is fucking Mickey Mouse. And he has mutton chops.
Biscuits. FYI, guys, that's not how you make biscuits, just in case anyone was wondering.
See, that's not a biscuit.
Well, maybe that's how you made them in, like, the medieval times.
Yeah, Ray.
Does it still rise, though, if you just cook the bottom? I feel like the bottoms would be really burnt.
I don't know, Ray. Maybe he's just reheating them, like a medieval microwave.
I'll accept that. I wish I had a stall in my living room.
Animals. Like, why does he have a stall?
He wants his horses to be...
Right there.
Sleepover.
It's very cold in Vancouver.
But he doesn't have anything in there.
They're on a vacation, okay?
No, he lets them out during the day to graze. They gotta eat.
Okay, sure.
Then they come in at night. I got horses. I don't know how it works.
Maybe that's Pluto's like, little area. Because this is Mickey Mouse, so it's Pluto's little stable. Or it's Goofy's.
Goofy.
Donald Duck. He's got them all in there. It's just we're all in there.
It's a party!
Oh, I'm Lady in the Tramp. I honestly haven't.
This is it.
Do you think like that's actually supposed to be like humanoid versions of Lady and the Tramp?
Oh, I mean, what
if so, I want to see their story. Also, this restaurant just appears just for this date.
A must
and
say.
It's never mentioned again.
Take off that jacket, honey.
Ah! Take off that jacket.
Oh, what an absolute bitch.
Guys, oh proposal God. Talk.
The libations.
Oh, what a saucy.
He knows he's so hot. Oh, tries to act all shy all the time.
She can't even look at him. She glinted her.
She's like, I cannot climb across the table right now. That'd be very inappropriate.
Deep breaths, deep breaths. Come on.
She's like, Emma, in you are the out. Sheriff.
In and out. Come on, it's going to be all right.
Guys, I love how you can see J-Mo's like little freckles across her cheeks and nose.
Oh, Will.
Sorry, I just really like
justice
it.
For Will Scarlet.
Oh, guys, yeah. Like,
remember when Will Scarlet was an actual character who was, like, gonna have a plot?
And his plot wasn't just, like, causing problems.
Yeah.
Mate.
I love how they make, like, this to be such a big deal, but really it's not. He's just telling Will to apologize.
I know, but you know what? Killian's like so moody, and I love it.
I love how she stops herself.
My each hand.
She's like, nope, not today.
Nope.
We're on a date.
We're on a date.
I love how he's just like looking at his hand, like, oh my god, evil hand.
Jaw clench. I kind of wish he still had his evil hand, so we just got a lot more jaw clench.
I love how she just keeps talking, like, la la la, and then she realizes.
Also, evil hand could get up to some. Fun, you know.
They have like an evil hand, like musical skill. Like I can't. They're just like guys. This hand is so evil.
Get his own song.
God, I hate this scene with Henry. Like,
tell us how you really feel.
No, it's like, I don't even mind Regina in this scene, but I just hate Henry because he's just like such an idiot. He's like, well, this lady's dying, but like, isn't that a good thing?
Oh, you're right.
He's like, Mom, shouldn't you be happy that this lady's like dead?
Also, rewatching this, knowing that it's actually like Zelina, is it just to like, oh god.
Yeah, it's weird. Oh.
Once upon a time, what you like.
It's like once upon a time before it got so, so soap opera-y.
Oh, so.
Oh,
the end of the date.
And she's wearing his jacket.
Oh, she's walking. She's wearing... like...
Guys, I'm getting like such Grease feels.
Yeah.
She totally wants to jump him right there. Come on, people.
Who wouldn't?
Can you blame her?
This is still like, one of like the hottest scenes between them.
That they didn't phone in her bug.
Right? The Earth of Coffee.
Or like the Jolly Roger. Like she's like, oh, I need my own place. Like you well, can make Jolly this
Roger's
work.
Not there.
Oh yeah.
The Jolly Roger isn't there yet.
I forgot.
He has a room at Granny's. Okay.
I was gonna say yeah. I'm like, go to Granny's. I'm sure she'll like let you pay by the hour.
They can sneak her in, no one knows.
It's not like Granny doesn't keep secrets.
Gave her like, it's not like her parents gave her a curfew. Oh,
that hand.
Guys, it's the evil hand. The evil hand cue.
The evil hand cue.
The evil hand musical cue.
Hey, left hands are great, guys, okay?
Yeah, I approve.
Guys, so like, what I went back to, like, the lighting thing, like, this is another great, like, lighting scene. Like, you have light, and then it, as she leaves, like, it just leaves him in darkness, and it's just like, ah!
Why are you making me have so many feels over freaking light bulbs? Jesus. Light bulbs.
No, with Snow's just like, hey, what's up?
David's just jealous that he didn't get to go on this date with Killian.
Exactly. How long it took for her to catch her breath. Oh my gosh.
I love them so much.
I just think it's so cute to stay up. Too cute.
David's definitely had a sex dream about Killian that he just never talks about.
Oh, please.
I wish we had more cute scenes, like family scenes like that. I don't feel like we've gotten that many.
Oh, justice for little Scarlet. Sorry, I have a problem with that.
I think we all have that problem, so it's
like... Guys, Killian literally just said, "You're drunk, go home."
Why has that not become a gift meme for, like, things?
Dude! Maybe you should make it.
Guys, evil hand.
Evil hand.
Evil hand.
Look at his face.
So did we ever look at
Hollywood in the scene? His butt looks great.
So wait, it pans round and it's like, yes.
Guys, evil hand.
Cut your fingernails, Rumple. Jesus.
Those, like, fake nails.
Ugh, they're still gross.
Like, you get, like, at Halloween as a kid, like, well, those little stick-on nail stick things on ones, you put on.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Poison? I'm sorry. I love Rumble.
Yesterday. I can't.
I love how manipulative he is, like the crap he comes up with to test people.
Like, I feel like he totally knew she wasn't gonna.
That's like so many scenes that they've like teased Thor, and it just pisses me off.
I don't know if they're like actually using it as foreshadowing. Guys, it's Mickey Mouse. He's literally a mouse.
Literally.
Literally Mickey Mouse.
And, like, since Disney technically owns Marvel now, can we just get Chris Hemsworth in here for, like, an episode or two?
That's, like, way too expensive for, like, ABC to do.
It's not, though! It's not! Because it's Disney.
We know.
Unlimited budget.
Once upon a time's budget is going on costumes and horses.
And horses.
That's what the budget goes on.
And Robert Carlyle's salary.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So we just won't have Rumple in this episode, and I just need, like, 2 minutes between Thor and Killian. And...
Oh.
Or Thor and... No, you know what? No. Thor and David, because Josh was in the first Thor.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
And I mean, don't you look familiar?
You look familiar.
Yeah. You look like my friend.
Who is now
like
writer.
My friend used to look.
Yeah,
you look, but he has a lot more facial hair.
Did you ever consider growing a mustache? Goatee.
Goatee.
But I love Elizabeth Lyle.
She's great. They're so great.
Nice.
I'm nice.
I am like you am nice. I bet she was like, ooh, Anna, that's such a good burn.
See, if they were going to do a spinoff, they should have done, like, a Frozen spinoff. Because they're, like, even people who are like, oh my god, I don't want Frozen to Once Upon a Time, I'm like, this is a really good arc.
It is. I feel like people just kind of let their hate of Frozen overshadow, like, how good of an arc this actually was.
Well no, that's what I'm saying. Like, people who, like, before it aired, they're like, oh my god, I don't want Frozen in here. I don't want to deal with this anymore, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, once they aired, they're like, you know what? They actually did a really good job with Frozen.
It was good, but I think they stretched out the story a bit too much for me, personally. Same I thought movie. It was a bit... Otherwise, it would have been great. I love the characters... But they just dragged out the story far too much. And then, typical one style, in the mid-season finale, rush it all and complete it within, like, 10, 15 minutes.
You're not wrong on that part.
Yeah. But guys, this scene is really good. Like, not even being sarcastic, this is a really good scene.
Except when she just drops it like a bitch.
She's so much muscle.
But guys, then Mickey Mouse comes in and saves the day.
With a little mouse bite. Like, do you really think that would have actually affected Rumble? Like, come on, guys.
Have you ever been bitten by, like, a hamster? It fucking hurts.
I have. And a donkey. But that's a time story for another time.
I was going to say.
I feel like a donkey would hurt slightly more.
I have the scar.
Just a touch.
I still have a scar. It happened, like, over
10 years ago. I got bit by a horse, and I still have, like, a lump of scar tissue on my leg from when a horse bit me.
Yeah, horse bites hurt like a mofo.
And it happened during a riding lesson at, like, the very beginning of it, and my dad was there, and he's like, no, you're fine. You can do the rest of the lesson. After this, like, fucking horse just bit me.
Giggles.
Giggles! I forget how long this scene goes on for, though.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it went on for this
long. Oh, is that why he has that, like, little stable in there? Because it's, like, the entrance to that underground place?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So it's not like
Pluto's.
Oh, so he's been living in this little stable for quite some time. Warbling. I love the subtitles. Warbling.
Oh, that damn
subtitles for Sven.
Do they really? Was it say reindeer noises?
No, it just says grunts.
I love magic ones. Swoosh.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Exciting
times. Keys jingle.
There's our mate. Arkeline.
I love how Rumple's like, what the fuck are you doing?
A wild evil hand appears.
I don't want this evil hand anymore. It's defective.
He's so angry. I love it. Rage in his face and the jaw clenching. It's like...
I feel like he's more angry at himself, though, than anything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's definitely projecting on Rumble right now.
He's like, mm-hmm. Why were you so stupid to think you could actually pull this shit off?
He's like the most, like, one of the most dramatic characters on the show ever. Like, he's so OTT sometimes.
He really is. He's such a drama queen.
Absolutely.
Also, do we think Rumple is being sincere about Killian's hand? And being evil, or do we think that's just bullshit?
Bullshit. That's all in the mind.
Bullshit. Oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Rumple plays mind games, and he fucking loves it. He knows it. He knows. They've been rivals for years. So, hundreds of years. So, he knows how to wind Killian up. And this is perfect for him.
I just love scenes between Colin and Bobby, though. Yeah. They just play off of each other so well.
I want to see, just like how I always want Colin and Jen to, like, be romantic leads, I always want, like,
them to be
Colin and Robert to, like, be foes. Yeah.
Such great, like, chemistry, but, like, I don't know how to word it, but it's brilliant.
That's why I like how they never, like, fully resolve the Rumple and Hook stuff, because Rumple always does something to, like, fuck it up again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because for him, Killian's so easy to manipulate, because Killian's such an emotional person.
He is.
Part of his sleeve kind of guy.
Just feeds off that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the fault of Killian for being in touch with his emotions, but it makes him an easy target for Rumple to manipulate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Emma
crashing her car.
Sorry, Emma just made this, like, super derpy face. Oh my god, it's the
Are
ice,
you reading these
like, snail
of
trail.
The radio of what the radio guy is saying?
No,
it's another request by Rip Van Winkle.
Oh my god, no way!
They're like, it's the mid-70s in Storybrooke, and it's down in the 30s out by the ice wall.
But you know who Vice is? That's Damon Lindelof, one of the co-creators of Lost.
Yes.
So, best weekly Lost reference, guys.
Hey, look, long. It's a tan jacket.
Oh, God. Look at that phone.
Damn.
That shirt is awful.
That shirt is an awful outfit.
I love how they still keep with it of, like, having, like, such old technology, though, in Storybrooke. Like, it just really makes it.
Yeah.
At least
they think the first time that Will and Belle have met is when she finds him just asleep in her library.
I think so.
Oh, poor babe.
Drunky.
He misses... I love how he's still by the sea, though. Like, because...
Yeah.
He misses his home.
Ray, is that how you wake up a lot during the weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how I was yesterday. I don't know. I was in my bed, though. Thanks. Shout out to
Killian
Sherry,
honestly looks
my
like
BFF,
he just wants
to... who takes care of me.
Killian honestly looks like he's just... He just wants to be like, hold on, give me 1 second to, like, go and throw up and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Right?
Did you see that, like, stumbly swirl thing? That's total, like, yeah. Hangover. Like, I got up too fast.
Well.
You're just like, hold on.
He needs to go through the McDonald's drive-thru twice like I did.
Yes!
Yeah. He just needs some grease. He's like, can we just stop at Granny's first? I need some hash browns.
But I like him. I like how he can, like, Colin's acting in that scene because the way he puts his jacket on, like,
yeah,
because obviously he's still used to having one hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I love about him. Five, Colin. He has so much attention to little details like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't catch him right away either. Like, you go back and you're like, oh my god,
no,
look at that.
Just rewatching it on
YouTube. You're like, wow, that's actually really clever. Sometimes you just have to remind yourself that Colin isn't, like, he has two hands.
But from what we've understood from this past, from Atlanta, like, he usually has become a one-handed actor.
Yes, those interviews.
I feel like...
He's like, but I'm very
good at it. I feel
like
I follow Colin's career now. Now we're just gonna, like, pay attention where he's, like, only acting with, like, his one hand, and his other hand just kind of lies there.
Just, like, clenched.
Grabbing onto an invisible something.
Ooh! Sorry!
I wasn't trying to go there, woman.
You do know me, right?
Yeah, I know you.
Okay, so the thing with this hat, though, why would Merlin create this hat, from what we know of Merlin now?
He's a fashionista.
Gorgeous fashionista.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can't wait for my picture with him.
Gabby's thirst for Merlin
girl.
Is my favorite thing.
I know.
Guys, Mickey Mouse here to save the day.
I'm the mascot of an evil corporation. Had to drop the Simpsons line in there.
Wavy knife.
The wavy knife, I can't.
Wavy.
I love Anna. Like, I feel like if I were a Disney character, I would be Anna.
Maybe he made the hat to suck up evil people, but it backfired.
But why would he make that in the first place?
To suck up evil people.
Because he thought it was a good idea at the time.
Maybe he was
Well, clearly, like... Merlin doesn't think things through that well.
Hey, there.
I mean...
Oh, don't talk about Gabby's man.
I was trying to...
Me and you, Justine, outside, okay?
I'll see you in court.
Oh, dear.
Shade, man.
I can't.
He was trying to stop him, Nimue, wasn't he? So I think maybe this was some weird fucked up way of doing it.
Fuck Nimue, man.
Gabby's in town.
You know? Yep.
Wait for you to meet him.
I'm not. Hold me back.
Okay, like, this scene, I know, is, like, super dramatic, but, like, objectively speaking, this scene is hilarious. Because you have the Beast from Beauty and the Beast, you have Captain Hook, and you have Mickey Mouse all in a fight.
I just want to see, like, people's reactions to the Dark One and Captain Hook following a broom through across town.
Like, they're not being inconspicuous.
Not at all.
Just someone turns around seeing that, it's like, huh, must be Sunday.
I feel like the people of Storybrook have just seen enough weird shit where they're like, eh, whatever.
Or they're just like Belle and they don't question the random hand. Just don't question.
They're just like, you know what? I'm just not gonna acknowledge this.
I'm just gonna go back to bed and pretend nothing happened.
Okay, but if Merlin created this hat specifically for evil people, then why does it suck up the apprentice and the fairies?
Maybe it can suck up anything, but like he is intentional.
It's magical. It's magical.
I agree, Ray.
But it's stupid.
Maybe Merlin wasn't the one really that created it.
What, Gabby?
But it's the sorcerer. And Merlin.
Well, maybe he found it. Well, maybe he found it somewhere.
Then who made this fucking hat?
We don't know.
It made itself.
Season 7 of Once Upon a Time.
Jefferson. Maybe it's a Jefferson cast off, guys. Ooh, you know how cool that would be if Jefferson actually made this hat?
Because Jefferson is crazy.
Maybe it's like a mess. He was trying to make another portal hat, and then this happened, and he's just like, well, shit.
I don't
know. Then how did Merlin find it?
Because Merlin is
Jefferson.
The hat was a long time ago, wasn't it? Start of the episode. The hat was already there.
I know, but
we don't know how long Jefferson's been alive either.
So. True that. Been portal hopping for quite some time.
Alright, fine. But guys, this
could have been a Neverland.
Subtitles. Like it says, Nave. And Nave.
Aww.
I'm glad they didn't give him
one. So grunting in the background.
Slurps.
Grunting.
Ben is the real MVP.
But where'd they get a reindeer, though?
They're in Canada. I'm sure there's some around.
You can always tell when it's a different reindeer because its antlers keep changing. They have more than one reindeer.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
With the magical hat.
Yeah. With this.
With this. I was going to say bad.
But yeah. Okay, so, like, I was a really big Greek fan, so, like, I can never see him as anyone but Cappy, so I'm just like, oh, Cappy's in Arendelle right now. Like, I don't see Kristoff, I see Cappy.
Poor Killian and his hands.
But the Varumpa's like, that's what you think.
That's obviously, like, a Halloween store prop in the thing.
Mates.
Again, like they're in half darkness, like both of them are.
And he looks damn good in it.
I know, God.
He's so stupid because he went like, that on. Killian, you know exactly.
Okay, so this explanation makes no sense to me because A, why would the apprentice just have security cameras in his personal house?
Right.
Like, that doesn't make sense. And then, B, if Rumple erases himself from the tape, like, that doesn't prove anything. It just proves Killian was there. But it doesn't show Killian doing anything. Because Killian just kind of stood there.
Well, yeah, he can't open that hat and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
He can. It's like, he can open the hat because it lets the fairies in, doesn't
it? No, well, no.
Yeah, he Rumple gave it to him.
Rumple gave it to him already.
Oh, yeah, already. Good point. Okay, fair. Continue.
Good try, Lindsay, though. Love the effort.
I get a silver star.
And it's like, I know I sometimes come off super critical of Once, but it's only because I love it so much, and I don't want to have to turn off my brain while I watch it. I want things to just make sense, like, and has some internal logic, which it seems as the seasons go on, there's less and less of it.
Yeah. Mm. The angry face. He makes beautiful angry faces.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this is one of Robert Carlyle's best episodes, like, just acting-wise.
He's just an amazing actor, and I just can't wait to meet him. It's going to be the best.
He is.
I know.
Just feel like as of late, he's just been kind of phoning in his performance as Rumple, and hasn't been as into it.
He's not, his character's just like this season, like season six, his character has just taken an epic nosedive, like.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, he's always been a bit of a dick, we know this, but. It's just got, I think it's this season, it's just gone too far.
Yeah.
I really, well, beyond that. You know what I mean?
Come on, Lindsay, you're missing it.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Justice and Will Scarlet.
There we go. Thank you.
Look at that nice little hip exposure there.
Yes.
Right. Oh, hello.
I'm surprised, like, ABC let that slide.
There was even a, peak of underwear. I know you wear blue underwear, Will Scarlet. At least your waistband.
And we all thought that you were wearing red.
See, we were gonna get the storyline.
We were gonna get the storyline, and then it just didn't happen.
I'm still we were so gonna have everything salty that I don't have that resolved. So salty because I love him.
The scene is just so blue. It's so blue. Mm-hmm. Like, look at how blue everything looks.
But guys, did you see the tear? Did you see the tear in his eye?
Yes. Aww. I haven't even seen Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, and I have so many feels over. Well, it's not on Netflix, and it's not on anywhere, and I'm lazy. So.
Fair.
Kind of like. Look at Killian. Killian is like sucking.
It took a push from my friend because I watched like the first three episodes and I was like, nah. But then my friend caught up on it.
Well, yeah, like the first few episodes of Wonderland are not good. Like they're objectively awful. But then it gets really good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh,
true.
Them two together.
But it's like the scene is just so blue. Like just the lighting in general is so blue.
Look at that.
Look at how blue it is.
Holy shit.
Look at Josh's eyes.
It's blue. Dabba-dee dabba-da.
They're all wearing blue, too. It's kind of crazy.
They're all wearing blue.
They all have blue in that scene. They're all wearing blue. They all look like they have blue eyes. Like, just the light itself is blue. Guys, remember when Regina was just, like, in her vault for all of, like, the first half of 4A and how great it was?
Oh, someone's feeling a bit shady.
Shit. And she has the Rachel haircut.
She does have the Rachel.
I was like, wait, what?
Not you, Rachel.
No, not you.
Everything's about you, Rachel, okay?
Please don't
also,
ever get that
Jared sounds so congested in this scene. Like, listen to his voice. He sounds so congested.
I can't. My subtitles don't speak.
I'm gonna meet
this
him
is such a
well.
Stupid plan.
I like how I know, but Henry's like, I got this, Mom. I am such a pro. I know what I'm doing. And like Rumple
okay,
the whole
time.
Okay,
so
just,
do we
like,
think?
Really...
Do so we I... think that Rumple definitely knows that Henry's manipulating him here?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
Henry, you're like 12 years old. Do you really think you're gonna be able to manipulate the Dark One?
I like how beginning before the season started, they were like, oh, yeah, Rumple and Jared are going to, or, you know, whatever, are going to bond so much this season. And we got, like, what, two episodes, barely? Two scenes?
Yeah, like, two scenes.
And it's not really
which, like,
one,
I will say this. Jared does hold his own next to Robert. And, like, for a young actor, that has to be super intimidating.
Also, can we talk about the fact that I was just sweeping dirt under the cases?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
moving side to side.
Is something that, like, a teenager would do, just be like, oh, I'm just gonna sweep it under, like, the shelves.
You can't see it, it's fine. There we go. That's the end of the episode.
That was really good. I forget how good, like, early season 4 was.
Right.
I just loved that date. I mean, that's what I want more of it. I wish we could, like, have more of it. Like a deleted scene kind of thing that's, like, 5 minutes long.
Where, like, he gives her his jacket.
Yeah. I'm walking.
I did write that for Sarah because she asked me to.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, but, I mean, like, actually,
actually seeing it would have been great.
Touching my TV. As, you know, stroking my TV lovingly.
All right, Tamo,
we got some Tumblr comments about the episode?
We had a lot, actually.
Mm. Ooh. All
right, so Spartan Guard says, I literally gasped out loud when the door opened and we saw Killian's modern outfit. I was floored by the hotness. Like, damn! The entire date was just so perfect, and this was the episode that took me from casual shipper to diehard fan. I think that's a lot of people's opinions, that, you know, the first few episodes of 4A leading up to the date, you know, really got you in the mood. That was like an appetizer, and then boom, main course was the date.
I think when I went like full blown shipper was Whiteout. Really,
that was a good episode.
I am dirty trash for like that type of trope where like someone's trapped and the other one is like, oh my god.
Yes.
And it's like they haven't really gotten to that point yet where they should be that concerned, and then it's like all their feelings are in the open and I'm like, yes.
We might have to put that on the rewatch schedule at some point.
Yes.
Pirate Hero Killian says, I also gasped out loud when the door opened and we saw Killian in the modern clothes for the first time. I remember being so hyped for this episode to air. I spent the time building up to it all, excited and bouncing and just wanting to watch it more than anything else. Which was a bit awkward considering I was still in another fandom main fandom at the time. I already saw myself going full-time Captain Swan the episode before Rocky Road, and this episode only helped confirm that. Dax04 said, I was spoiled for the outfit, so it didn't floor me as much, not to mention the lighting of him, and that scene kind of sucked, even though we know Justine kind of disagrees with that. Love the date. But the first time I watched, I was more irritated at Killian than anything for playing into Gold's hands like that and not straight up telling Emma what happened.
Yes. I agree Touché. With that.
Yeah, Touché. Killian was very foolish in this arc, but mm-hmm. I think, you know,
I feel like hopefully... it was more of like a self-doubt thing. Like, he didn't think Emma would believe him. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, because they don't think they were at that point yet in the relationship to where...
And also, like, Killian loves to hate himself, don't they? Bless him.
Yeah.
Self-deprecation at its finest.
Mm-hmm.
Brenna Bentley said, I was actually expecting Emma to ask him out, eventually. I definitely saw her making the first move, so to speak, because Killian made it really clear that she was calling the shot so he wouldn't risk losing her. Him missing that dart throw will never not be funny. I didn't expect him to try to get his hand back. Is it really sweet to see that insecurity? That's not the right word. I was totally floored by Emma's outfit and her parents. The dress and the hair were gorgeous. Let's see. This one was all in the tags, which is really freaking funny, from Bleeblug. She said, legit my two favorite scenes in this episode. When Emma asks Hook out and he's totally chill and cool about it. Ha ha, misses the bullseye by a mile. Never over it. And also the part where they just get back from the date. Big smooch. And when Emma goes inside, she just leans up against the door with this oh shit expression. And I like to think that was the moment that she realized she might be falling in love with him. Girl knows she's in deep. Okay, but I'm still salty that the whole fluff in the F was marred by Hook's deal with Gold for his hand. Can you believe that he made a fucking deal with the man he hates most in the realms? Because he wanted to be able to hold Emma Swan properly. Be as whole as he was before Mila's death. Fucking fuck, man. I love this idiot.
That was the moment she wished she could jump his bones right then and there.
You are wrong. Mm-hmm. And then we got this one from Holly the Curious. And she said she's probably going to get Rotten Tomatoes thrown at her, but...
I read although this already, I really like her take on this.
Exactly, me too. I was super psyched about the episode and love how she asked him out in his response. Love the snowing anticipation and reaction. Love the dress. But I hated the actual date. It all comes down to one line. Hook, you think the Snow Queen being here has something to do with you? Emma, I don't think it. I know it. There was a puddle next to my car this morning. Hook, a puddle? What does that prove? This line was completely OOC for Hook to me. He never dismisses Swan's gut. Not since she bested him at the tree. He might poke fun at her limited knowledge of his world or cover his insecurities with innuendo. Sure, he was angry at Rumpelstiltskin and said hurtful things, but I think his true anger was that he really wanted to go to Storybrooke with her and not Cora, and she made that impossible now. He's a man that doesn't take kindly to betrayal. Hook has always thought she was bloody brilliant and amazing. He gave full credence to her ability to sniff out a lie. He had yet to see her fail, knew she was a tough lass, and yet, here, on a night when he was focused to woo her and move just that much closer to winning her heart, he dismisses her. It has never sat right with me, and to this day, I can't watch that scene. And that line to me always rubbed me wrong, and I never knew why, and she explained it beautifully.
Yeah. I've always been like, I don't get why they had him say that.
I feel like maybe he was a bit of an ego trip during their date because he thinks he, like, bested Rumpel and he got his hand back and he, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's out of character, but I feel like there might have been, like, a little bit of subtle reasoning behind it, but at the same time, I don't know.
For me.
Guys, he has the evil hand.
No, but at the end of the day, like, I know...
Just blame everything wrong, blame it on the evil hand.
Lindsay?
We always have, like, Killian Peyton, like, in this, you know, I will never, ever say anything wrong, I will never dismiss Emma or anything, but at the end of the day... He is just a human. He is going to say stuff wrong. They're very new in this relationship. Sometimes it will seem a bit out of character because, you know, that's just, it's human. I say stuff sometimes that, you know, I don't mean or, you know, understand fully. It's just, I don't know. I know TV, like, you meant to, everything's meant to happen for a reason, but this is also once upon a time. So.
Also, I can kind of see where Killian is coming from, where Emma's just like, I know she's after me, there was a puddle under my car, and he's like, let's chill, it's a puddle.
And she's being stressed, like, I bet at this stage she isn't sleeping, and I bet he just wants her to one night just to not worry, not panic, and just do something nice for a change, because, and to this stage, every single episode be doing something stupid. And we need something like this to sit back and just chill. We really do.
I do wish we got more of the date. I don't feel like, when I remember watching this episode, I'm like, that's it. We're done.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think we got enough of them together. And
no.
Yeah.
Once again, it was overshadowed by the half-season arc.
Yeah.
I think it's also just once being an ensemble show, so they need to kind of show everyone.
And I get that, but for something that was, like, as big of a moment as this was, like, their first date, it's almost like they're kind of declaring it to be, like, a canon, this is where we're going. I feel like we could have gotten a little, even if it was just one more extra scene of them, like, walking down Main Street or whatever.
It was also promoted.
But yeah, I think overall, it's a really enjoyable episode.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And I think personally, I think this is one of the best directed episodes. Like, all the performances were pretty strong. The lighting and music and just wardrobe cues were all on point. And I think, yeah, it's just one of my, for me, it's one of the best directed episodes of Once Upon a Time.
I like how Emma was in, sorry, JMO.
No, you go ahead, honey.
I like how Emma was in more than just one outfit in this episode.
Yes, good point.
How many did she have, like, three or four?
Three.
Yeah, she had three.
Bonus.
But yeah. Early Captain Swan just gets me like all a flutter.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to Rex for the week.
Woo!
JMO, you want to go first?
Sure. I have a fan video that actually was sent to me through text by a friend of mine, Amanda. She's also, you had the water and Pop-Tart on Tumblr, and she was just texting me. She's like, I watched this while I was with my friends, and I knew I shouldn't because it gave me all the feels, and it's called Captain Swan, Say You Won't Let Go by Hope and Happy Endings, and it's just like a compilation of all their beautiful early scenes, well, just beautiful scenes in general, to like very just gorgeous music, and I'm just like, it just makes me miss them so much, and I need them back on my TV.
Gabby?
I have a fan video, of course, Hook and Emma. It's called Hook and Emma. Love Does That, It Changes Us by Christina Ortutova.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah, and that's really a Vampire beautiful. Diaries quote, too, so I'm like, hey.
Justine?
I have a fic rec. It's called Stealing Secrets, a college/mental illness AU. I will say this needs like a hefty trigger warning. If stuff talking frankly about depression and suicidal thoughts and self-harm triggers you, this is not the fic for you. But if you can handle it, it is a beautifully written fic that doesn't romanticize mental illness or self-harm, but it presents it in a very, very frank and real way, and it's just amazing.
And who wrote it?
It is by It's a Lost Girl Thing on fanfic.net.
Lindsay?
Okay, so I've had a bit of a interesting week. So this week I have been really obsessed with the idea of Killian Jones and a cat. So I've been reading like all the fics. So no, seriously, right? So
there a lot of fics for this?
Yes, there is. And I've also like
set there's out, so like, many
prompts that I've requested a few. Yeah, but anyway, so the thing that triggered this was Look What the Cat Dragged In by Athena Scarlett. So it's Emma and Killian neighbours. Emma has this cat and she has to go away for work. So Killian helps look after this cat. And I don't know, I love cats. I love Killian Jones. I mean, it's just, it's brilliant and I highly recommend it.
Well, if there's one thing we know Killian loves, it's pussy.
Rachel?
I have a fan video. And it's called yes. Emma and Killian, Can You Feel My Heart? And it's by Daydreamin, no G, and then an X on the end. And it's more of like a heavier rock song. It's Can You Feel My Heart by Bring Me the Horizon. And for those of you that don't know, I'm a total like metalhead rocker. So whenever someone puts like Captain Swan to like rock songs, I'm here for it. And this video is so angsty and the coloring is so beautiful. And it's just a awesome video, so
all the angst people,
yes,
love it.
Angst train.
Come on, JMO, join us. Sorry.
I have a fan art by Alyssa, aka I See the Lovely in the World, and it's a beautiful colored pencil drawing of Jen from episode 6-3, where she's in the black leather jacket, and it's a beautiful shot of like the back of her, and the detail in the hair is perfect. It's and beautiful. Yeah, it's absolutely stunning.
I love you, Ellie. You're so awesome.
All right, so that about wraps it up for this week. As always, you can find us on all of our social media. We are OUACS Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram, WordPress, Gmail, YouTube, and you can like and subscribe to us on iTunes, Audioboom, Pocket Cast, and YouTube, and we will see you guys next time. Bye!
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 Okay, bye!